And now, back to the adventure.
Well, Donna, I have to give you credit. You've gone a whole week and haven't once asked me about Young Heart's Turning.
I want to stick to our sacrifice.
How's it going? It must be really boring at home.
Not really. Sometimes we all do things together.
That's what I mean. Boring.
It's like the other night, Dad had us play devotional bowling.
What?
It's like regular bowling, except you have to knock down facts about the Bible instead of pins. You know, verses, books, Bible characters, that kind of thing.
And you knock them down with a ball?
Don't be silly. The ball is the question. Like, name 10 books of the Bible with the letter A in them.
That's not bad.
Other nights we sit together and read or not do anything. It's weird. I mean, I have time to do all the things I've wanted to do.
Like what?
Well, I finally put all my pictures in photo albums, and I finished that novel you lent me.
Last year?
That one. I think I'm even getting used to living without TV.
Really?
It's not so hard.
Oh. Then I guess you wouldn't want to know about the new magazine.
What magazine?
Weekly Soap Digest. It comes out every Friday and tells what happened during the week. I just thought you might want to see the article about Kyle, but never mind.
What about Kyle?
He's in the hospital.
Kyle's in the hospital?
Derek punched him when he was trying to kidnap Jamie. He's in a coma.
What? Kyle's not gonna die, is he? They wouldn't kill Kyle.
I shouldn't have said anything.
This is terrible. Thanks a lot, Jesse.
I'm sorry. Forget I mentioned it.
Are you kidding? Oh, brother, now what am I supposed to do?
Read about it at the end of the month?
Oh,
maybe not.
Hello, Joe.
Well, hi, Whit. What's cooking?
I got my inventory lists mixed up, ran out of chocolate syrup. Any chance you have a case I can buy?
Oh, I'm sure we can find some in the back. Let's go have a look.
Good, thanks.
You go on back, Whit. I got a customer.
All right.
Well, hello, Jimmy.
Hi, Mr. Finneman. Mom wants some Annie's.
Third aisle on the left. Where have you been all week? I thought sure you'd be back to check out the new machine.
No, I decided I'd better not since... new machine?
Yep. Came a couple of days ago. There in the corner. It's a Zappazoid's 3.7 upgrade. I figured you'd have smelled it from school, being such a big fan.
The 3.7? You mean the one with the turbo thrusters, hydraulic drive, and the bionic overload?
Yep.
But I just got the 3.0 home version a couple of weeks ago. How'd you get a 3.7?
Oh, I got my connections. And Jimmy, this one makes the 3.0 look like tiddlywinks. And they didn't even raise the price.
Oh, man. Oh, but I can't. We gave up TV.
So you said. Well, it's up to you. I have to say, though, you don't know what Zappazoids is until you've used the turbo thrusters.
Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Can you get mayonnaise? I gotta go in the back for a minute.
Yeah. It wouldn't hurt just to take a look at it.
Suit yourself.
Turbo thrusters, hydraulic drive, bionic overload. Good grief, how can I wait a whole month? Maybe just one round. What can it hurt?
Have a look at the butterscotch while you're back there. I've got more than I need if you want it.
I might just take you up on that, Joe.
Well, hello, ladies. What can I do you for?
We were wondering if you have the weekly soap digest, the one that came out today.
I sure do. Just came in. I haven't even put them out yet.
Are you sure about this, Donna?
I just want to look. Can we see one?
Oh, yeah, they're right here behind the counter. Up-to-the-minute news about your favorite soap characters and shows. My wife loves this stuff. Makes me nauseous. Here you go.
Thank you.
Is it in there?
Wait, Jesse, I'm looking.
Joe, I think I'll take both of these cases. Do you have any... Well, hi, Donna. Jesse?
Mr. Whitaker.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, I didn't mean to startle you, Donna. Is everything all right?
Everything's just fine.
Good.
She's just worried about Kyle, that's all.
Jesse.
Kyle? Kyle who?
On Young Heart's Turning.
Jesse?
What?
This is terrific, Mr. Finneman. These turbo thrusters are... Donna, Mr. Whitaker.
You forgot me, Jimmy.
Jesse.
Thank you.
A friendly store where folks know each other. Oh, it warms my heart.
Jimmy, you were playing Zappazoids.
Was I? Well, what do you know? Good thing it's not on TV, huh? And what are you doing here?
I just stopped by to... It's none of your business.
What's that behind your back?
Nothing. Just a magazine. Nothing important.
I don't mean to inconvenience you, Donna, but if you're going to keep twisting the magazine up that way, you'd have to pay for it.
Oh, sorry.
Weekly Soap Digest? Donna, you wouldn't be checking up on young hunks twirling, would you?
If you can play Zapazoids, I can read a magazine. It's not TV.
I wasn't complaining.
Neither am I.
Then why are you acting so guilty?
I'm not acting guilt. Oh, no, we're not playing that game again. We said we wouldn't watch TV, and we weren't watching TV. At least I wasn't.
It's an arcade game, not a TV.
It has a TV screen.
Well, so does your magazine right there in the logo next to that bar of soap.
I mean a plug-in kind of machine with a screen on
it,
Jimmy.
Well, your magazine, you're reading
no,
about
it. Is
you can jump in any time.
He said about
TV. I'm not
you
sure
know
I want to.
No, Dad, would
Donna,
be mad.
It's Jimmy, does all this have to do with your vow not to watch TV for a month? I figured. You want to go over to Wits End and talk about this?
I will if Jimmy will.
Only if Donna goes with me.
Does that include me, too?
Do you want to go, Jesse?
No, not really. I think I'll go home and watch Young Hearts Turning.
Thanks a lot, Benedict Jezebel.
Have a seat.
Are we in trouble?
Not at all. Your dad asked me to encourage you, and that's just what I hope to do.
Encourage us?
Uh-huh. I'm going to encourage you to go home and talk to your mom and dad about what just happened.
I knew you were going to say that. It's not like I was watching TV.
And I was only reading about it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't have to explain anything to me. You're both acting awfully guilty considering you haven't technically done anything wrong.
Guilty? Who's guilty?
I'm not guilty.
Exactly. Now tell me, have you ever heard the expression the spirit of the law versus the letter of the law?
Yeah, they said it on Perry Mason once.
TV show.
Oops.
Well, it means doing what's technically right, but not really doing what's right.
Huh?
Well, for example, you knew when you agreed to give up television for a month that Zapazoids was part of the promise. Nobody put it in writing. You didn't have to sign on the dotted line, but you knew.
Uh-huh.
And Donna, you knew you were supposed to give up your soap opera for that time, too. Not just that half hour in the afternoon, but everything connected with it.
Dad didn't come right out and say that. Well, yeah.
Thank you. That's why you both felt bad and looked guilty when you met up at Finneman's. In your hearts, you knew you weren't doing what was right by your promise. You were tempted, and you used a technicality to give in. Right? You know, you two speak volumes when you don't say anything.
There isn't anything to say.
Well, there is another expression that fits here. To obey is better than sacrifice. God said it to a nation of people who are living by the letter of the law and missed the spirit. One last question.
What?
Why did you agree to give up television for a month if you didn't really want to do it?
For Mom and Dad. Mostly for Dad, I guess.
Yeah, he was really hot on it. And it seemed wrong to say no.
Well, maybe you'd better talk to him about it again. And think hard on your way home.
We will. Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah. What are we supposed to think hard about?
Whether you really want to go through with this sacrifice. There's no sense carrying on if your heart's not in it.
Mom, Dad, aren't you going to say something?
Yeah, don't just leave us sitting here with our tails hanging between our guilt.
Oh, I don't know what to say. George?
Frankly, I feel bad. I thought we were all agreed as a family and that you were enjoying yourselves this past week doing things together, not having a TV to distract us.
I was.
Me too, I just... all slipped.
I should have put masking tape over Jesse's mouth.
Yeah, I understand all that, but... well, this idea wasn't supposed to cause you this kind of trouble. I knew it'd be tough, but... well, I wish you'd told me at the start you didn't really want to do it.
Dad, Mom, Jimmy and I talked about it on the way home, and well, maybe we can start over. We want to do it, we really do.
But this time we want to do it right. No TV, no Zapazoids, no reading about it.
Yeah, we don't want to do it because you want us to, but because we want us to.
Okay?
Well, Are you sure now? You're not just doing it for me.
No, Dad. This time, we want to do it for God.
Way to go, Donna. I'm glad she and Jimmy understand the true meaning of sacrifice better now. See, it isn't just something that makes our lives uncomfortable, but something that can bring us closer to God. And that's very important, because God doesn't want anything to come between us and Him. Adventures and Odysseys, a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written by Paul McCusker and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures and Odysseys.